One of the major hurdles was the fact that Tom was an adult and he was independent, but in a lot of ways he was becoming impaired. And it was difficult to get him to agree to give rights to the family, to talk with doctors, and we knew the treatment that Tom needed, but it was challenging to force him into those treatment programs. Those laws can be very challenging when at some times he was not capable of making the right decision. When he was hospitalized at Butler, it was due to the fact that he was going to hurt himself and it was a danger. My fondest memories of him in the last year are at Butler when he was receiving treatment and on his medication. He was himself and you could see signs of this is Tom and he's got all his faculties and he can joke and he can reason. And then he was okay and he'd leave. And he didn't want to get his prescriptions filled because of the stigma in Rhode Island. We lived in Warwick, and the CVS down the street, he said, I'm not going to that CVS because everybody knows who I am in the community. And so he had it filled in Coventry, and he's there, and the pharmacist says to him, hey, you're so-and-so's cousin, aren't you? And he's, you know, picking up an antipsychotic medication, and that really had an impact on him. So the minute he felt well with the medication, he would go off of it, and then he'd spiral back. Once he was released, if he didn't seek out counseling or he didn't seek any treatment, he was gone. So that transition period after the hospitalization presented, I think, the most challenges to our family. It was amazing the running around we did to hide it from people, too. You know, rather than talk with people and family and friends about it, we, you know, respecting Tom's privacy, didn't want anybody to know. And certainly we tried to hide it from whether it be his hockey teams. He was playing. He was actually went back and played in the AHL. He played the Providence Bruins. And my dad watched him and said, it was like watching a kid skate down 95. He said it was, quite frankly, it was extremely scary. And when we asked the doctors who were treating him, you know, how do athletes deal with this if they're on these drugs that really slow you down, put weight on, slow your mind, your body function down, he said, they didn't know. Nobody knew.
I think because we couldn't talk to his doctors, we weren't even aware that his psychiatrist that gave him the meds realized he would try to play hockey and would have even told him that your reaction time is slow, that you're slowed down. But as a family, we couldn't get into the relationship with the psychiatrist and Tom. He always took care of himself very well from the time he was a little kid. He was very self-assured and he liked to take care of himself. So he wouldn't let us in and there was no legal way we could get in. So many people I've talked to have children in their 20s with severe problems have run into the same roadblock.
We don't have all the answers. We're not experts, but the fact is those were the challenges that we faced.
I think it's changed us for sure. I'll never look at a homeless man on the street the way I did before he died. You know, when you give out food on a Friday night and you see the men you're giving it to, so many of them are mental health sufferers. That's why they're on the streets. So it kind of changes your whole view of that part of society.